91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today's full hour edition is our Restaurant Roundabout call-in program with chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman. The Roundabout is all about the South Florida dining experience, and we welcome your calls about your favorite restaurants from the Palm Beaches through the Florida Keys. Or your not-so-favorite. We'll visit with two incisive restaurant reviewers, Matt Meltzer, the Miami editor of Thrillist Media Group, and Carlos Frias, the Miami Herald food editor. So, what sounds good to you? An intimate cafe meal? Japanese cuisine? Perhaps healthy veggie specialties? We're open to recommendations. You can get to the head of the phone queue at 1-800-743-9576. We're back in five after NPR and regional news. Welcome back with Thursday's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with you. Joseph Cooper starting a long, long Labor Day weekend. But Linda Gassenheimer joins us now to conduct another of our popular restaurant roundabouts. We'll hear first about some South Florida restaurant news with our In the Know restaurant reviewers, and then turn the airwaves over to you. If you have a favorite restaurant from Palm Beach County through the Keys, from Jupiter down to Key West, it's easy to tell us all about it. The number is 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. So, Linda, as I said, a big Labor Day weekend is in store. Lots of our listeners probably plan to dine out, and we'll have a lot of suggestions.
We sure will.
Hi.
Hi, nice to be with you, Bonnie. You know, as you mentioned, it's our popular restaurant program. There's always a lot of restaurant news.
I mean, yes.
How do you keep up with it? Amazing. In South Florida. And we have two excellent reviewers here with us. Carlos Frias, he's the Miami Herald food editor. Welcome, Carlos.
Hey, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. And we have Matt Meltzer. He's the Miami editor for the Thrillist Group. Welcome, Matt.
Oh, welcome, Linda. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you both. And, of course, as Bonnie already said, we'd love to have you, our listeners, join in. Maybe you have a restaurant treasure, maybe a local mom-and-pop place, maybe you have some questions, or maybe you have a pet peeve you'd like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call. That number, again, is 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. And email we have?
You can also email. It might get you in quicker. It's radio@WLRN.org, and we ask you to please just keep them brief.
Right.
Radio@WLRN.org.
And by the way, all the restaurants we're mentioning here are going to be listed on my blog, dinnerinminutes.com. if you missed some of the program, it's going to be archived at WLRN.org, and I think it's a podcast on iTunes.
On iTunes,
yes.
Exactly.
So you can hear it all.
It's also on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got all kinds of ways for you to know how to eat out in South Florida. I have a couple of new ones that I went to. I just want to mention quickly. One is No Name Chinese in South Miami. And they really serve...
No Name Chinese.
That's the name
that's
of it. And let me tell you something. It's the original Chinese creations. True to its name, there's no name on the door. I couldn't find it. If you want to go to it, be sure and you have the exact address so you'll know where it is. They've even taken it to the point of there's no W or M on the restroom doors. There is no names.
No names. Okay.
But the food is very, very good. It's in South Miami.
Do they have names of the food?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You
All
can
right.
you can order
You can
the food.
Order with
yes,
names.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Another place, if you love sitting on the beach and cooking your own food, Gilly's. Or is it Gilly's? Is it Gilly's?
I think it's Gilly's.
Gilly's. Gilly's Beach Club in Sunny Isles. It's a beautiful spot right on the beach. And in addition to sitting with your toes in the sand, if you want, or there is a platform you could sit on, you can cook your own food because it's a hot stone is placed on your table. And they bring you the food and you cook it on
like
the hot
what
stone.
What are your choices?
Lots of choices. There was salmon. There's steak. They're kebabs. They're all kinds of things. And then the side dishes, you don't have to cook your own. Okay.
I will say a pro tip on that one, though. Make sure you order, you get your food to cook when you get your appetizers. Because when the food comes out, it's raw. So if they bring it out when you'd normally get an entree, you're sitting there watching your steak cook for the next half hour and having three or four more drinks than you probably should. So it makes for a long evening. And if you like your steak well done, definitely butterfly it, because it will be a long time on that stone.
Good point.
I think Matt's been there.
I have a philosophical aversion to places where I have to cook my own food, especially where I'm paying a premium. Like the whole idea of like the whole melting pot idea, where it's like, you know, I don't even like places where I have to assemble my own taco. They're like, oh, you can choose from this and that. No, you're the chef. You're the one who's figured out all the flavors. Put them together for me, you know?
I kind of feel like we're getting taken on those. Like, we're going to have them do all the work, and we're going to charge them more.
So these two guys want their food served to them.
Well, like Yukata's Korean barbecue places, same thing. Like, huh, all right.
It's like one step above like a vending machine. It really is. It's like one step above a vending machine. No, look, you're the chef. I'm paying you, you know, average of like $60 a person. You're going to cook it.
Right.
All right. So let's start with Mr. I want my food served. Just give us, we have a couple of calls coming in, but we'll get to them in a minute. What are some of the restaurants you know about?
Well, the last one that I ate at and reviewed was Achana's Homegrown Thai. Matt, I don't know if you've heard of them. They're down in Coconut Grove. Achana's family, and she has a
what's it called? Oh, Achana.
Achana.
A-T-C-H.
A-N-A. Mm-hmm. Her family goes back to like the 80s when they came to the U.S. And they were originally obviously from Thailand, but they were cooking Thai food for the American palate because they lived near an Air Force base.
Huh.
And when they got here, they started cooking Thai cuisine, but kind of had to introduce Miami, like this Thai is different from Indian, from Chinese, from Japanese. Then they opened a restaurant called Lotus Siam in South Miami. It was a bright green building. A lot of folks remember it.
That was wonderful. I didn't realize it was theirs.
And that lease ran out, and she's been quietly kind of getting started on opening this new restaurant, which has now been open for about six months.
Was that the same one that was in a hotel?
At the Mutiny.
The Mutiny Hotel for a little while.
It's
the same people?
It's the same folks. They're still running that one. But on this one, they're doing uncompromising Thai. Like, they're doing the kind of Thai cuisine that her mother made, that her father made. It's really, it's kind of a reflection of, like, where Miami's palate is, that Miami can now differentiate between the Thai kinds of cuisine. Mm. They don't have to be Thai-splained anymore, so to speak. And I just thought it was wonderful.
That sounds great. Matt, have you got something you want to tell us?
Oh, plenty of places to tell you about. I think the first one I want to start with is Baja Bao. It's the quote-unquote food truck outside the Vesasur Brewery, which is Anheuser-Busch's new, and they had a collaboration with some Colombian brewery in Wynwood. They have outside what we'll call a food truck with quotes, or I'm doing finger quotes here. We're on the radio.
You're not on television.
Yeah, finger quotes. Because it looks like a food truck, but it has running water and running electricity. It's sort of like if Disney had a food truck, this is probably what it would look like. But it's Jose Mendin and the Pub Belly Boys, and it's their...
Is it?
Yeah, and it's their venture into the bao bun world, and they're filling it with sort of Latin-themed fillings. They have a mole one that's very good. They have a lechon one that's very good. I don't eat pork, but I was told it was very good. They have fantastic guacamole. So, and the idea is that it's on one side of this courtyard. The brewery's on the other. So you go, you get your beers from the brewery, you get your buns, and then you kind of sit in the courtyard
and do that.
It is permanent. It's not a roving food truck.
Okay.
Yeah. And where in Wynwood is it?
Oh, gosh, I want to say 25th Street.
But when you said a courtyard, so
there's a courtyard. The property has the brewery on one side and the food truck sort of set up on the other side.
And Anheuser Busch bought the brewery.
They didn't buy it. They built it. They set it up. They did a collaboration with a Colombian brewery over there, and so is it. It's not like you're getting Budweiser. No, it's a craft product, but it has a very. If you're familiar with the beers they serve in Latin America, that sort of sharp pilsner that you would get maybe in the Caribbean or when you go down to Latin America. It's that style of beer. It's a little sharper, a little more bitter, but it's very, for the Miami audience, certainly it's perfect because it reminds a lot of people of what they've either had on vacation or what they have when they go home. And then the food there kind of complements it very well. I think it's a really interesting concept. And because AB has more money than anyone in the world, it's really, I mean, everything is done perfectly.
Oh,
because
that sounds like a fun place for
a bigger
weekend,
budget than your average
weekend.
Craft brewery.
We have a few calls here. We have Phyllis in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Phyllis. You're on the air.
Okay.
Phyllis, go ahead.
Hi, I wanted to welcome the restaurant that I've been visiting for over 20 years, and that's at Water Day Fun and Hell on East Commercial Boulevard.
Sorry,
and what the name of it?
Say the name again, we didn't quite get it.
Eduardo.
Oh, Eduardo, yeah.
And Fun and Hell. Edward of the Angel.
Edward, yes, that's wonderful. It's still there. That's nice to know.
They have had consistently wonderful Mexican food. We're not talking tacos here and burritos. We are talking fabulous Mexican food made by Eduardo Pria, who is an internationally renowned chef. Their cilantro soup is good enough to bathe in. It is so wonderful.
That's quite interesting.
A visual. They don't, though, right? They don't bathe in it.
And they have their wilted spinach salad with the hot chili pepper oil and the melted brie is fabulous. And, of course, all of their entrees, the fish, the shrimp, the lamb, the beef, is just fabulous. What I find consistent is that they have the same waiters with them for years. And the food, I've never had a bad meal there in 20-plus years.
Well, you know something, Phyllis, that's a story in itself. That in this sort of fickle community, that the restaurant's still there and the same people are still there.
Oh, it's, and the service is excellent. The food is superb. I even heard that it was Mick Jagger's favorite restaurant when he comes down here.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for that information, Phyllis. Thank you. Our phone number is 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN, and you can email Bonnie.
At radio@WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org.
And now we have Walter in Sunrise. Hello, Walter. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. We want to hear where you're eating.
Well, a wonderful place right near where I live called All That Jazz Cafe. It's in Sunrise, about a mile east of the Sawgrass Mall off Oakland Park Boulevard and Hiatus, and amazing food, amazing live jazz, live music of all types, and everything's made from scratch, totally family-run, and a beautiful menu from jambalaya to authentic New Orleans gumbo to steak au foie, just amazing salad dressings made from scratch, desserts. They do everything in-house, and people love it, absolutely love it out here.
Walter, is the jazz on, like, starting at 9 or something, or is it on all the time?
What's interesting is it's actually dinner and jazz, which is so unique to South Florida. They play from, they open for dinner, I think, from 5:30 to 11, but they play from 6:30 to 11. So it's really eating dinner and listening to wonderful, beautiful acoustic jazz. You know, the top players in South Florida play there, as well as featured. They're not open on Sunday, but they do special events, Beatles tribute bands and 17-piece big bands. But usually it's just little jazz groups. But the food is so amazing. They take such care that it's just a wonderful place out here. Everybody loves it. I think it's one of a kind, family run. It's beautiful.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Thanks for your call, Walter.
Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're going to be taking more calls soon. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about South Florida restaurants with Carlos Frias and Matt Meltzer. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. It's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurants. Giving us the latest restaurant news, in studio with us is Carlos Frias. He's the Miami Herald food editor. And Matt Meltzer, he's the Miami editor for the Thrillist Group. And, of course, we have Bonnie Berman, who loves to go out.
Yes, I do.
And she's writing down all these restaurants and giving us some of her favorite things. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. What's your favorite restaurant? Maybe a little treasure or a mom and pop or a pet peeve. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-9576. WLRN.
Or radio at WLRN.org. We have Al, who wrote in, Al Natur Middle Eastern Restaurant. Al Natur Middle Eastern Restaurant. It's on North University Drive in Plantation. A-L-N-A-T-O-U-R.
Well, we have a lot of Broward listeners. It sounds like we have 3 Broward recommendations already.
So far, yeah. Okay, thanks, Al.
That's great. Thank you. And we have...
It's a Middle Eastern. I said that. Did I say
yes,
that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And we have line one. We have Ben. Hello, Ben. You're on the air. Ben in Miami. Ben, are you with us?
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
I'm here in Honda. Hi, Bunny. It's Ben.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How are you? Have you got a restaurant for us?
Yes, I do have one which is hidden. It's been in business for a long time. It's called Côte Gourmet in Miami Shores.
Miami Shores?
Northeast 2nd, north of 96th Street.
Say the name again, please. Côte?
Côte, C-O-T-E.
Oh.
And Gourmet.
Côte Gourmet. It's really good. It's a French restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful restaurant. It's a small, family-owned restaurant. And that's the only place where I could get the real foie gras. I've never had the real foie gras in Miami, period.
Mm. Oh, wow. That sounds good. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ben. Thanks for your call.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks.
And we have Ramesh. Do I say it right? Ramesh in Miami?
That's correct. How are you?
Great. What have you got for us?
I got a great Indian restaurant my wife and I love, and we're Indian, so we're very discriminating about where we eat out. And it's called Woodlands Indian Cuisine. It's in Sunrise. It's on University, about a mile and a half north of Oakland Park Boulevard. It's in a little strip shopping center, and when you walk in there, you'll see it's filled with Indians. And the food is extremely authentic. It's vegetarian. We're not vegetarian, but we eat vegetarian a couple times a week and absolutely love this place. They have a fantastic buffet, very reasonably priced, and it includes a dosa, a giant dosa, which if you don't know what that is, you need to go have one. Definitely don't turn down the dosa. So,
okay.
Great desserts and tea and just a great experience overall.
Well, that sounds great. Thanks so much, Ramesh. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Matt. You said you had several restaurants you wanted to mention.
Oh, there's always plenty of restaurants to mention. Since we have a lot of callers, seem like they're coming from up north in Broward.
A lot of Sunrise.
And Palm Beach. Yes, Sunrise. Batch, which is it's a sports bar down here in Miami. They've opened a spot up in Delray Beach. I believe it opened last month or a little before. The food up there is on a different level than they have. Not the food at the one in Miami isn't good, but the food up there, it's worth going just for dinner. You don't need to go for a game. They've really kind of redone the menu. They brought in a chef that had a pedigree that had done more than just cook at bars.
Pedigree?
Not like dog food pedigree. Okay. No, he had actually cooked at some known restaurants before coming in there. They've revamped the entire menu there, and if you're up in that area, it's worth going to. It's out west by the bowling alley restaurant out there, way out west near the Turnpike. And if you aren't from Miami and you live up there, it's definitely worth checking out. Also at Sunrise, Mojito Bar. You would never in a million years guess the food here is good because it's a cheesy-looking neon green mojito bar in the middle of a mall. And you'd say, that's about the last place I'd expect a Ropa Vieja hamburger. But it's Douglas Rodriguez.
A Ropa Vieja hamburger.
Yeah, it's a hamburger topped with Ropa Vieja. It is meat on meat. So vegetarian, maybe not. But it is fantastic. But it's Douglas Rodriguez, you know, who ran that restaurant down south of 5th for years. It was really phenomenal with the Cuban sandwich on a stick.
Uh-huh.
So he is now doing the food for this mojito bar, which is the same one that's at Bayside, but this one is at the Oasis at Sunrise. And I mean, the food is dynamite. It's worthy of the restaurant he had back in South Beach, which is a very fancy, chic spot. Completely different environment, but absolute knockout food if you get a chance to go there.
Well, that sounds great. Let's, Carlos.
Well, I was going to say Doug Rodriguez. He was part of that initial Mango Gang. You know, the Alan Susser,
yeah, the Yuca,
Mark Militello. Yeah. You know, all those guys that group that came up. Norman Van Aken. You know, that kind of created that kind of Miami cuisine.
Right.
So I'm sure that it's going to be really interesting because his food is really interesting.
It is. It's just you wouldn't expect a chef of that caliber to be making food for a neon green mojito bar. But
he seems to be
fun.
Able to reinvent himself.
He does,
quite
and,
often.
And he
yes.
did a great job here. So if you're up at Sawgrass Mills and you're hungry, you know, skip the Cheesecake Factory and CPK and maybe try this.
Okay, that's good line.
Well, we were just talking off air about Coconut Grove having that kind of resurgence mm-hmm. in the restaurant world. And unfortunately, they're going to have their first casualty. You know, as you have all these restaurants kind of pop up. You know, one of the first ones that we wrote about was 33 Kitchen. It's kind of like a turned up Peruvian, like turned upscale Peruvian.
On Commodore Plaza.
Yeah, in mm-hmm. Commodore Plaza, and they have announced that they're going to move to a new spot that's going to be like a almost like a beer garden courtyard. They're going to be the anchor restaurant to like a beer garden courtyard in Little Havana. Right between 7th and 8th Street, there's going to be like an internal courtyard near where like Azúcar is mm-hmm. and the new craft beer store, the Union Beer Store. They're going to have like a big courtyard out there with a wine shop, and these guys are going to anchor two restaurants, one that's like they're Peruvian,
so
but
they're
also doing pizzas.
So they're going to close the wine and Coconut Grove.
They're going to keep it open for the time being until the new place opens, and then it's going to go
away.
There's
so many restaurants I noticed in Coconut Grove that the storefronts, they're closed.
Yeah, I mean, that's now as it becomes hot, you know, rents go up and the first ones to,
that
know,
was
restaurants.
The first new one, though, right? The ones that had closed before had been there, but I'd say that was a great spot. But at least they're moving.
The one that was there
still
before
open.
Was,
they're
was
still open
the
for now.
Indian restaurant that moved over to the Mayfair, I think.
Yeah, they broke the curse on that spot. Boy.
They sure did. Yeah. They sure did.
I mean, Bombay Darbar, you can get a seat in there on a Tuesday, and that spot had been 10 different things forever, you know, so it's good to see.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's good line one. We have Jonathan. Jonathan in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Linda and the gang. First of all, thank you guys so much for always really giving such great suggestions all over the place. You really provide, you know, a lot of your listeners, including me, as to where to go and where to try something new next. When you
thank
love
you.
Good food, you know, it's really nice to have somewhere to kind of get the inside scoop. So.
Okay, well, glad to hear that. What's your restaurant? Go ahead.
My restaurant is not actually a restaurant. It's actually an ice cream shop. It's called the Wilton Creamery. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
No, go ahead. I can always use ice cream. There's no problem with that.
Well, this is the type of ice cream that you're going to use more than once, pretty much for sure. So the restaurant itself, it was actually opened by a guy who was a chef, and somehow he ended up in a location that didn't have the vents to really properly vent the location out. So he came up with a different concept, which was to do ice cream there instead. Mm. Now, this is not your typical ice cream that you would get. You have savory flavors, and then you also have the sweet flavors. When I say savory, I'm talking about small batch stuff like rosemary olive oil.
Olive oil ice cream. Okay.
I had that in Asheville. It was really good.
Is it? I mean,
yeah.
I can go for
really
the
good.
Rosemary, but...
It was really good. Refreshing, too, believe
olive
it or not.
Olive oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on board. Where is this place?
This place is on Wilton Drive, and I know about giving suggestions that eventually it comes to a point where I'm not going to be able to get my own ice cream there anymore.
Yeah, right.
It's that good. But I'll be honest with you, it's the type of place where I have friends who are patisserie chefs and stuff like that. I take them there once. They're still talking about it even though they live in Orlando. So they definitely have a lot of great flavors. It's really, really, really savory, the flavor itself and the texture of the ice cream.
All right. Well, you're making us all very,
very,
very
hungry
and drooly. So thank you for your call, Jonathan.
Not a problem. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You have an email, Bonnie?
We do. Jose, a hole in the wall in Sweetwater with the best, craziest burgers and the best craft beer selection in Miami, 109 Burger Joint.
That's a new one to me.
I've not heard of that either.
109 Burger Joint.
Okay. 109 Burger Joint.
In Sweetwater.
Well, that's on the weekend, for sure.
For sure. And then this one, Salumeria 104 in Midtown.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You're transported to Italy in this restaurant. The managers and servers are mostly Italian, so is the chef. The pasta is homemade. The ingredients are noticeably of high quality. Favorite part is that they freshly slice their extensive selection of meats like prosciutto in front of you.
All right. Sounded
so that's
good.
Salumeria 104.
Okay. Do we need to go to a break?
You want
to
take this first?
Yeah, okay, let's take this. We have Alvaro in Coral Gables. Hello, Alvaro. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you? I'm calling. Thank you very much. You have a great program, and you have great tips on restaurants. I wanted to make reference to Pascal's on Ponce, on Ponce de Leon Boulevard in the Gables. Pascal Udon is a very... sedate chef. He doesn't come out and greet you and do things like that, but he's superb. And I heard a previous caller say that he could only find foie gras in the restaurant he was referring to. Well, Pascal has fresh foie gras. He also has a foie gras terrine. He is very, very traditional French and throws in some innovative dishes. And he's got things like boudin blanc, which is delicious with a mushroom sauce. He went on and opened a brasserie in Merrick Park.
Yeah.
It's called Brasserie Centrale, and has some very nice dishes there. The service is slow, but the food is very good.
Just enjoy your French wine with the service; you'll be all right.
Oh, yes, yes, and he has good French wine list. He also did for me something very special once. I had one of my daughter's birthdays, and I said, "Could you make me a special soup, Soup Bocuse?" And this was a soup that was done by Paul Bocuse himself for his own celebration when he was awarded a Medal of Honor by the President of France.
Puff pastry on the top, didn't it?
And so he made that soup for me, which has pastry on the top and foie gras inside and truffles. So I recommend him highly. He's a good friend of mine now. I've been eating with him for 15 years.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thanks for calling.
We need to go to a break, so let's...
Wait, I have an addendum, though.
You have an addendum?
All That Jazz, an emailer wrote that All That Jazz Cafe not only has great, excellent food, but they do vegan on request as well.
All right.
And that band that plays there, that Beatles band, is Peter Jay's band.
Oh! Peter Jay is the program manager here at WLRN, and he plays there at night. And Jason?
Not anymore.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about South Florida restaurants with Carlos Frias, Matt Meltzer, and Bonnie Berman. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. It's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurants. And giving us the latest restaurant news in studio with us is Carlos Frias. He's the Miami Herald food editor. And Matt Meltzer, the Miami editor for the Thrillist Group. And Bonnie Berman, who loves to eat out.
And has good... I have some places.
I'm going to tell you about. Also, we've been hearing from you, our listeners, and it's wonderful that you're calling in with your favorite restaurants. Maybe your local treasure or mom and pop place. Or if you have a pet peeve, give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Or you can email radio@WLRN.org.
Bonnie, you said you had a restaurant you wanted to talk about?
Can I talk about my favorite restaurant now?
Go ahead.
Ball and Chain.
Ball and Chain.
It's a restaurant. That's interesting.
Yes. Well, it's not only because, I mean, I love the music, but I have to tell you how good the food is.
Where is it actually good?
It's on Southwest 8th Street.
Don't they have like a Cuban sandwich croquetas, if I'm not mistaken?
They may. That's not what I had. They have tons of little tapas appetizers that are so good. I mean, the food is good. And the music is incredible.
What type of music is it?
Well, it depends if you're inside or outside. It depends on who they're featuring.
Okay,
but there's,
all right.
You know,
usually Cuban music, though.
Afro-Cuban.
It's right on Cayocho, right in the heart of all that. And it has a very... very Cuban feel.
It does.
Or as I like to say, if Epcot had a Cuba World, Ball and Chain would be the bar you go drink at.
That's perfect.
At Cuba
that
World.
That is perfect. Exactly.
But it is an awesome spot.
It really is. It's great. It's right across from the Tower Theater.
Yeah.
All
right. Sounding good. Line one. Jenny in Boca Raton. Hi, Jenny. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I am calling from Boca Raton, and I don't have a suggestion. I have a question, rather. Being that today is Trinidad's Independence Day, I was wondering if the panel or if listeners had one of their favorite go-to Trini places or Caribbean-based restaurants here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Joy's Rotisserie in Lauderhill is the most authentically Caribbean place I've ever been. And not in the sip a fruity drink by the beach kind of way, but in the it's hot, they have fans and cricket on the TV, and the people behind the counter don't really much care if you get your food kind of way. But the food is dynamite. I mean, the best roti I have had outside the Caribbean, hands down. The other one is LS Roti, which is in Miami Gardens. Really good spot there. That's probably the more famous one, especially for people down this way. Another is family-run spot, very welcoming. You walk in there, it's that big, smiling Caribbean feel of, hey, welcome in. What do you want? Here's how we make it, and really nice people there. So it just depends where you are. I would say the food at Joy's is a little better, but the atmosphere is a little bit more authentic. I think LS is still authentic, but it's the food is not it's the roti isn't quite as good.
Okay. Hope we helped you out, Jenny. Okay. Yes, thank you. Thanks for your call. And we have Leslie. We have Leslie in Miami Beach. Hi, Leslie. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the Thai restaurant that you recommended in the Grove. I read your review in the Miami Herald, and I rushed there with a client. And frankly, I was beyond disappointed. I felt I was looking for authentic, and I kept asking for recommendations. And they kept responding, everyone has their own tastes. And I kept saying, well, I thought that this was authentic and that this was not compromising American tastes. What would you recommend? And they kept saying, we cater to everyone. And frankly, the food was, mediocre. All right. I've enjoyed your reviews. I follow religiously. I love this program, but I have to say I would not send my worst enemy there.
I will say that the one thing we try to do with the Herald and a lot of reputable reviewers we do is we go more than once. So we don't judge a place by a single visit. We make several visits, and if a place is terrible, we give them a chance to redeem themselves, obviously, with one more visit. And if it's great, we go back again to make sure it wasn't a fluke. So I'm sorry you had a bad experience, but I will say that in the life of reviewers, that is more the rule than the exception. If someone say, well, you recommended such a place and, somebody dropped a drink on me and it was terrible or, whatever. But I'm sorry you had a bad experience. But
Leslie, thank you for your call. and maybe you should go back and see what happens. Let us know.
Well, I'll just say one more thing is that the I believe the owner was there and I spoke with her, and that was the disappointment. It wasn't that somebody didn't give me good service or something of that nature, but it was really based on direction. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call, Leslie. Thank you.
We have a Thai restaurant here. This is NJ. If you enjoy great Thai food and great service, there's a family-owned and operated restaurant called Eddie's Thai in Cooper City on North Hiatus Road. Eddie, his wonderful wife Roberta, and terrific staff quickly make you feel at home, truly welcome to the family, as typically by your second visit they know your name. Is that the same as the Eddie's Thai in Hallandale?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That's Eddie's Sushi and Thai. It's right a little bit north of Hallandale Beach Boulevard on US 1. You don't know that? It used to be a diner. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to Michael in Miami Beach. Hi, Michael. You're on
the
air.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Well, I'm born and raised in Miami Beach, and one of my favorite restaurants to go to is actually a sushi place called Katana. It's really unique because the sushi actually floats around in water on boats, and the sushi chef sits right in the center and is making the rolls fresh every second. People are just pulling sushi off, but there's always a wait.
This is like 74th Street, right? Like just over the causeway?
Right. It's been there for a long time.
Well, no, not over. Yeah, it's right next to the fountain.
Yeah. There's always a line at that place.
Yeah, yeah.
Standing room only.
Spell that. How is it spelled? Katana?
Katana.
It's like the
sword. K-A-T? Okay. Right.
Yeah. There's another place. We've been talking about Thai a lot. It's called Cake over on.
Oh yeah, Cake.
It's right
Thai.
Across the causeway. Yeah.
Right.
Not in Wynwood, but the one over on Biscayne Boulevard. Much better food.
All right, a lot of Thai food today. Well, thank you very much for your call, Michael.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye bye. And Emilio recommends Sublime Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale on Federal Highway, just north of Sunrise. It's vegan, serving fresh made vegan dishes. Portobello steak dish. My favorite, great atmosphere with a very friendly staff. Sublime.
Yeah, where is it again?
It's on Federal, just north of Sunrise.
North of Sunrise. Okay.
Vegan is vegan and vegetarian restaurants are really cropping up just even in the last year here in Miami. I mean, right now you have Soul Tavern, which just opened up in Sunset Harbor. We were talking about everything in Sunset Harbor. Glam, which is GLAM, which is the new restaurant by Todd Erickson, who has that great taco shop called Wawa's. in South Beach. Well, this one is in Midtown, and we've heard really great things. We had our writer Sarah Les go out and kind of do a preview of it, this place called Crate in Brickell that is billing itself as a vegetarian nightclub in air quotes. So like the food that you would get and the drinks are all vegan or vegetarian.
As opposed to those meat drinks you get in most
Clubs? I know, like a tall glass of ground beef.
Right. I won't order any milkshakes.
Right. Just to give you a little heads up, he's going to be on our program next week.
Oh, interesting. Yes. That's great.
Well, I was going to say, where did I just hear about that today?
Right. He has some unusual foods that actually taste like meat, apparently.
Oh, wow. That's great. I think for folks who are trying to segue to a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle, but I think at a certain point you just want to taste vegetable than be fooled.
Well, have a little texture.
Meat.
Well, a lot of people want to be part-time vegetarians. And
that's a good point.
Okay.
Speaking of vegetarian dishes, Daraku on Lincoln Road is really great for their sushi, but they have the best happy hour. And one of their dishes are these roasted Brussels sprouts. Have you ever had them?
I have actually had those, yeah.
Are they terrific?
They're great.
They are so great. I guess they're done with a balsamic kind of...
like a glaze of some
glaze,
kind.
Yeah.
That place is very solid. I've never had a bad meal there.
Either have I.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice to hear. Flo in Homestead. Hello, Flo. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling about a wonderful restaurant, which is in Florida City. And it's on Chrome Avenue, about probably a mile from 326. It's called Odini Caribbean Restaurant.
Flo, there's a little bit of disturbance on your phone, so I don't think we got the name of it.
Will you spell that for us, Flo?
It's O-D-E-N-Y,
Odini Caribbean?
Yes.
Odini Caribbean. Wow, yes. Florida City. I don't get down to Florida City, but you know what? For those breaks where folks escape on the weekends to go down to the Keys. That
right,
sounds
exactly.
Like a pretty good way station.
Way Keys, better than Cracker. Florida.
Well, he might on the way down.
On the way
right,
down.
On
yeah,
the way on the way down. Down.
Right. The a little stop on the way down.
Yeah, it's fabulous station food, Caribbean food. It's like it's home from home.
Okay.
Homemade Haitian food.
Flo, we'd love to hear more about it, but I'm sorry,
our connection
hearing.
Is not very
yeah,
good,
Flo. We're
having
trouble hearing you, but we've got the name of the restaurant. And thank you so much for your call. Thank you.
Thank
I just
you.
Thought of another Thai spot up yeah. in, since we're on Thai today, there was a place called Coco Asian Bistro I went to a while ago in the Harbor Shops. It's right next to an Orange Theory. I've always been entertained by restaurants next to gyms. I think they keep each other in business. But that's probably the best Thai food I've had up north in Broward County so far. It's in that plaza where there's Duffy's and Gilbert's in the Orange Theory, but they're right next to it. And really
Coco Asian Bistro?
Coco Asian Bistro,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm asking you because for everyone who wants to know, all the restaurants we've mentioned today are going to be listed on my website, dinnerinminutes.com. On the blog. Give me a few minutes to get it up there, though. And also, this show is podcast on iTunes, and it's archived at WLRN.org. So lots of ways to get these restaurants if you've missed a few.
Okay, do you want to
Yeah, one more before we go to a break. Hillary in Boca Raton, we need to punch her up.
I did. Hillary, are you there? Oh, no, it's Henry.
Sorry. She punched him. We'll get to Hillary.
Yeah.
We'll get to you in a minute, Hillary. Henri, Miami Beach, go ahead.
Yes, I am surprised that I don't hear more about a place which is unique in Miami, in Coconut Grove. It's called Le Bouchon du Grove. It's, first of all, the only authentic Lyonnais bouchon. I hope you know Lyon is the world capital of the gourmet. So it's the only authentic gourmet bouchon in all South Florida. It has been there for 20 years.
Yeah, it's been there for 20 years. Actually, it was George Farge who started it.
It was started by George and Christian the Chef, both of them.
Yes, and now George is on Sunset. And
Christian stayed there, yes.
Yeah, and he
but
sold
the
it.
The chef is Christian. Yeah. He was the chef at the Mamounia before coming to Florida.
Right.
And really, it's always a delight and it's always an extraordinary ambiance. I go there for 20 years now.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Henri.
Thanks, Henri.
To me like
it's
you
a
know,
pleasure.
You
thank
know
you
from
for
your,
your
accent. From your accent, you know about French food.
Yes,
thank you. All righty.
It's 50 years, it did not go away. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go quickly to Hillary in Boca Raton. Hello, Hillary. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi,
yes, I'm calling. I'm calling about a planting TikTok that's called, actually, it's all well, vegan.
Okay, another difficult.
Oh,
are you on? I have an idea. Take us off speaker.
Oh, I'm not on speaker.
You're not? Well, go ahead. What's the name of the restaurant?
It's in Christopher's Kitchen.
Christopher's Kitchen?
Excellent
yeah.
place.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. And they have an amazing cashew cream fettuccine alfredo that is awesome. And they're opening up a new branch in Miami.
That was Palm Beach Gardens, right? The original locations
yes.
of Palm Beach Gardens.
They're Palm Beach Gardens, and they're starting a place in Miami now.
Totally vegan and raw food and some of the...
And organic.
And organic. Some of the cheeses wow. that I've had there, quote unquote, cheese in air quotes, because it's made out of like fermented mm-hmm. cashews, and it is... That place is phenomenal. That
Where
place,
is it?
It's unbelievable.
It's on, I want to say Palm Beach.
It's on
PGA. It's on
PGA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
And they're
Thanks.
Coming to
can
Miami.
I tell you one, can oh. I tell you one more? There's another place called, yeah, they're opening up in Miami. There's another place called Darkster that all the food donations go to, not food donations, but a lot of the money goes to animals in shelter.
That's
okay.
Darbster, right? D-A-R-B-S-T-E-R. Yeah, they're
yes.
it's they're interesting because they operate as a nonprofit, and yep. like they're quote unquote they're
a restaurant that
a restaurant that operates
the...
like a nonprofit.
That's interesting.
And they're you know their employees because the money goes towards animals and animal rescue. It's very
wow.
interesting.
Very okay. interesting. Thank you very much,
Thank
Hillary.
You.
Thank you for your call. Well, we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. As you can hear, we've been talking about South Florida restaurants with Carlos Frias, Matt Meltzer, and Bonnie Berman. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about the South Florida restaurant scene, giving us the latest news in studio. Carlos Frias, he's the Miami Herald food editor, and Matt Meltzer, he's the Miami editor for the Thrillist Group, and Bonnie Berman, who loves eating out, has been helping us as well. And of course, you, our listeners, have been giving us some great tips. Love to hear about them. The phone number is 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Now, before we go, you might be eating at home tonight and want a really quick and easy dinner. And something that's easy for this Labor Day weekend. Want to have time for friends and fun. So try this quick and easy barbecued pork salad. It has a barbecue flavor, and you don't have to heat up the grill. So what you do is you can just sauté some pork tenderloin. I cut them into pieces. I sauté it a little bit, and I put some barbecue sauce on it. Nice smoky one would be nice. For the rest of the dinner, the salad. I mix some greens with defrosted corn kernels, kidney beans, and walnuts. You can make the salad in advance, put it in your refrigerator, make the pork in advance, and then you can assemble it. Very simple and easy. Be sure to bring it to room temperature before you serve it. And then have some baguette on the side. And, of course, maybe a glass of wine wouldn't hurt you
at all.
Or maybe beer. That would be fine. The recipe, the complete recipe, and the photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And you can see all of all the restaurants we've been mentioning here on air will be on my website at dinnerinminutes.com. Bonnie, you said you had several people on email.
We do. Let's see. Oh, Dr. John Pipoli. Okay, Orchid Cafe on South Powerline Road in Pompano. And he says, do you know that? The Orchid Cafe?
Nope. I've heard about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. South Powerline, 1182 South Powerline Road in Pompano. Jamie, absolute personal attention. Okay. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife and I regularly go to Achana's. It's a great location, a thriving area of Coconut Grove. Didn't we talk
that
about
we just
that?
Talked, yeah, we just yeah. mentioned that.
Well, I liked it, and a reader went well, there and skewered
right,
it.
Right, yeah. So we would have
to. She skewered it like satay. Oh, man.
Okay, and Pat regularly drives at least once a month from Coral Gables to Lincoln Road to visit Rosanella. Love Roberto, miss his mama, also best sandwiches around. and
that's on Lincoln Road.
On La Sandwicherie, I think it is, on South Beach, and Cafe Demetrio in Coral Gables.
The folks from Rosanella opened a place called Dubachi.
Where's that?
Which is a little bit more upscale, and it's Sunset Harbor, right off of Alton, where it curves, you know, and it would face the street.
Oh, okay.
And it's really Rosanella? Excellent. I mean,
Rosanella's been there forever.
A place where you can go and have a fine place of pasta, fine plate of pasta for like $12 on the beach.
Yes,
like that's amazing. Really rare.
They used to have one in Brickell too, and that shut down.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, same spot, but it's I don't know what it is. It's been eight different things.
I just went to Rosanella's, and it was really, really a good meal, and the homemade pasta was great, and it was perfectly cooked.
All right, so Lincoln Road, Rosanella. okay, and did you have another one? Or not?
Go ahead.
Okay, line one. We have Leo in Miami. Hello, Leo. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have two restaurants that I know about that are really good.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Threefold Cafe and the Beehive, both are in the south side of Miami. The Threefold Cafe is in South Miami. It has a ton of organic options. There's this outside seating area in a nook. You can look at passing traffic, which sounds kind of dull, but it's...
it's Ooh, never cars. Dull.
Depends on what the traffic
never
is.
Never dull in Miami. This is. Did you say Threefold Cafes in South Miami?
Yes.
Okay.
I think either there's another one or it might be in Coral Gables. I feel like there's one on that on Giralda where that street got rescaped.
Yeah, they've just opened. They're just opening. Is it a walking street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think there's one there too, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And the other one was called Beehive. Did you say, Leo?
Yes.
And where is that located?
That's on Bird Road in Westchester, technically.
Okay, very good.
And it also has a bunch of vegetarian options. It's been around for a long time. The same chef is always there. He's always really warm and welcoming. It has a San Francisco kind of vibe.
Oh, all right.
Okay, thanks. Yes.
Okay, thank you for your call, Leo.
You're welcome.
And we have Sam. Sam in Plantation. Hi, Sam. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Two things. One is a restaurant I found in North Miami called Ricky's Thai Bistro.
Yes. I was going to mention that. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, I found it by accident. I met some woman online at Match.com, and I just found it.
Usually those stories don't end well.
Yeah, let's...
Well, here's how it ended well. I never saw her again, but I've been back to the restaurant 100 times.
And I tell you what, a good Thai restaurant is often harder to find than a good date here. So really, yeah, I think you...
So you did well. You did well.
I will say one thing I do mourn. They closed recently... Ernie's Barbecue in Fort Lauderdale, which made far and away the best conch chowder I've ever had, and it just closed down after 60 years. It's had multiple owners, but it's been there since the 50s, and I don't know if it's ever going to reopen. I hope they somehow or other they save the pot, because I think they cooked the chowder in the same pots unwashed since 1958. But it was the greatest conch chowder.
Okay,
I really
Sam,
feel bad that it closed.
Thank you. I'm sorry, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to quickly take another call, but thank you for your call, Sam.
Thank you.
And we have Lorna in Miramar. Hello, Lorna. We only have a minute left, so tell us, what's your restaurant?
Hi. Yes, there is a wonderful Greek diner on the corner of Miramar Parkway and University Drive. It's called the Plaza Diner. They have the best breakfast and lunch ever. They don't serve dinner. But if you want a real wonderful breakfast, that is the most awesome place and the best Greek salad ever.
Oh,
the largest
okay.
portion, awesome food, and reasonable. Everything is made fresh daily.
Okay, you want to do one more quickly?
Okay, thank you very much, Lorna. And let's go to Ashley. Ashley, Miami. Quickly, what do you have for us?
Hi. There's a new restaurant in Wynwood called Rust. And it's really difficult to find because it's within Wynwood Block, and they have amazing vegan salads, the best octopus. They have everything made from scratch. Their food, their bread is homemade, and I just found it by chance. And you know, I really wanted to share it because it's apparently new, and it's a very good place to eat. With very reasonable places, family oriented. You could do a date night at night.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're just out of time. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. So it's been a fun packed day.
Okay. Also, Ed wants to second Wilton Creamery. Says, go there. He said, right. It's amazing.
So you're still on your ice
and
cream.
And Felix does not like the food or the drinks at Ball and Chain. And he thinks they got too big for their britches. Okay.
All right. Well,
he sounds angry. He needs a drink.
Carlos Frias, Miami Herald food editor, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Linda.
And Matt Meltzer, Thrillist Group, Miami editor, thank you for joining us. And
thank
for
you. Can I just do a quick charity plug, Linda? 5 seconds?
Five.
All right. Pincho Factory, the rest of this week, if you order something Tex-Mex style, all the proceeds go to help the victims of the hurricane down there in Texas. So if you like Pincho Factory and you want to help out, go there for lunch or dinner anytime between now and Sunday.
Okay, great. Bonnie Berman, great to be with you.
Thanks, Linda.
Next week, it's vegetarian food again. We're
all
going
right.
to be talking to Crate Plant-Based Kitchen, Bar, and Lounge. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And we hope you enjoyed today's restaurant roundabout and got some great dining ideas. Our lead producer is Richard Ives, technical direction from online producer Jason Zapka, Polly Landis, associate producer. With so many restaurants mentioned this hour, you might want to download our free audio archive of the program at our website, WLRN.org. And don't forget about the Topical Currents Facebook page and the iTunes podcast. Joe and I will be back next Tuesday with veteran investigative reporter and CBS4 program host Jim DeFede. He's never seemed shy about addressing the issues. Bonnie Berman for Joseph Cooper, Linda Gassenheimer, Carlos Frias, Matt Meltzer. Here and now, up next from NPR News.